Friends to credit and cash flow day two. It's your friend Jerry Tolliver here, CEO of Fly Credit. And I've got a very, very special guest today. I've got Cortland Cofield of Cofield Advisors. He is going to be teaching you all how to get your finances, your personal finances, your business finances, your taxes, you know, just a one-stop shop for all of your financial needs. You know, if you're not taking your credit, if you're not taking your finances, if you're not taking your money seriously, especially as an entrepreneur, this is definitely a place for you to be. Because once you get your money right, once you get your finances together, your business is going to explode. And Cortland is going to help you with doing that today. So thank you, Cortland, for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
No, Jerry, thank you for having me. I'm super excited for today to give the people some knowledge here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have a master's degree in accounting. I'm a CPA, worked in public accounting for some years, and that got really boring really fast. So I moved over to finance and I got some great investment knowledge. And for me, I've always loved entrepreneurship. I've always loved people that said, hey, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm just going to go do it. Right. Mm-hmm. What they don't understand, though, is the financial and tax responsibilities that come with making that decision. And, you know, that situation becomes immensely more complicated. So my thing was that in order to keep entrepreneurship alive, what if I can give them a place that takes all the financial and tax headaches off their shoulders so they can go be great at what they do? So did just that. And it's been a better idea than I ever could have expected.
I love that. What made you get into your professional, your field?
I've always been good with money and I always like numbers. So I was like, hey, you know, and I graduated from high school in around 08. So like the crash, I was like, okay, what job has math in it and has like a 0% unemployment rate? I'm like, oh, accountant. There we go. Easy enough. I swear.
This is so funny. You know, my mom is an accountant too. And she's been an accountant forever. And that's one thing that she said. That's the reason why she got into the profession was because it's like recession proof. Like everybody's always going to need an accountant.
I haven't been jobless ever since.
You've never been jobless. What do you like about what you do?
Oh, so I love what I do so much because I love what I work with, right? Entrepreneurs are vibrant, alive people. They don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, because they spend literally every day of their lives doing what they love to do. And we are clients bring that much energy to the table. And me being an entrepreneur myself, right? I just never have these dull moments. And, you know, my clients do amazing, amazing things. So I'm a huge fan of my clients. I feel like it's a pleasure to work with them, right? So I think that's the biggest thing I love about my business, just the people I work with and how alive they keep me as an entrepreneur myself.
So what financial sense, right? What financial advice would you give to the starting entrepreneur? You know, the person that doesn't really know what they're doing. Like what type of advice would you give that budding starting entrepreneur just getting started?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's a great question because, you know, when most entrepreneurs start out, again, it's because they find out what they love to do and they want to just go do it. But then they have like this financial windfall of things they have to set up. Like, do I do an LLC? C Corp, LP, ABCD, whatever, they don't know what's going on. So I always love to give them these quick keys to financial success as an entrepreneur. So number one, you want to establish your credibility. You want to establish yourself by first incorporating. The moment you decide to take your business from a hobby to an actual business, just go ahead and incorporate. And, you know, beginning entrepreneurs can always do a very simple LLC, right? It's state by state, but in the state of Illinois, I'm going to live in Chicago, it's $150 to set up. Right. And what that does is three things. One, it establishes credibility. Right. So if you have, you know, meet Cofield Advisors, if I just say, hey, I'm Cortland Cofield, I want to handle your money for you, you wouldn't really trust me as a person. Right. So it helps you establish credibility immediately in the door. Number two, and most important, asset protection. Right. So asset protection simply means that if you do something that causes litigation, somebody wants to sue you, they can only sue what's in your business and not what you have personally. So for me, Jerry, if I gave you some terrible advice, right, and you want to sue me, you can only take what's in my business, but you can't take anything from me personally. My savings account, my home, everything's solidified. That's very important for entrepreneurs because a lot of professions have open to litigation, right? Because, you know, just because of the nature of work, right? Chiropractors, things like that. Mm-hmm. And number three, it helps you open up a business bank account. And that way you can start organizing your business finances.
That's so true. How often do you find that business owners don't have business bank accounts?
More than I like to admit. So I've sat with clients that are six, close to seven figure earners and have all their money coming in and out of their personal account.
Wow.
And it wants to explode. But on the other side of that, it's like, hey, you guys, when clients sit with me, they always come like, you know, a little ashamed. Like, no, you're not alone. 80% of people are doing the same thing that you're doing. So very common, which is, it's funny, but it's not, because when you do that, you're opening yourself up to so many different things that we'll get into it a little bit in our talk, but you're opening yourself up to a lot of pitfalls that a lot of entrepreneurs can end up facing long term.
That's interesting. So what type of pitfalls do you find most entrepreneurs fall into?
Yeah, so let's start with what we were just talking about, right? Not organizing your personal business finance. So remember, I was talking about asset protection. So let's say you set up your entity as LLC, right? But you having your money coming in out of your personal account. If somebody wants to sue you, although you have that in place, the court judge can dissolve your entity, and it's what we call piercing the corporate veil, and basically say, hey, since you're not treating your business like a business, we're going to dissolve this thing, and they're still going to sue you anyway.
Oh.
Right? So that's one reason. Number two is you're probably ended up missing thousands of dollars in write-offs, right? Because all your money's coming in and out of your account. How do you know what's business? How do you know what's personal, right? You can't go back and say February 22nd, that flight was a business flight, right? You don't know, right? So most entrepreneurs, they just forget about the write-offs in the first place. So they end up leaving thousands on thousands of dollars on the table. Yeah, it's a lot.
So it's just like a lot of people I feel don't really understand the tax ramifications of doing that. I think the only reason why I know is because my mom is an IRS agent. So just like having somebody that really understands taxes, I feel really helped me, because I'm able to write things off that I probably would have never even thought about before, or just getting the most out of being an entrepreneur. I remember I had gotten this advice once from a friend of mine, and they told me that, you know, you don't need to have an LLC. All you need to get is a DBA. Can you kind of speak to that from an accountant standpoint?
Yeah, so you don't even need that, right? If you want to just write things off, right? The day you start making money, right, is the day you're in business, mm-hmm. right? And you can do the same things that you're able to do with the DBA, you know, LLC. But the only thing that differs is you don't get any of the things we just talked about. A DBA says, hey, I'm doing business as, you know, Jerry Credit Consulting, mm-hmm. right? But somebody, if I want to sue you, I can sue Jerry, the person. Right. Mm. So the DBA does not do the asset protection. Right. And with the DBA, to my knowledge, you can't get an EIN with the DBA. And the EIN is simply your business's social security number.
Right.
Without that, you cannot open a business account. Right. Without that, you can't establish business credit. Mm-hmm. Right. So all these things that handcuff you. So in my opinion, do an LLC is $150. Like, just go get it. It used to be $600. They just lowered it. So you just call it.
Yeah. Oh man, when I started my business, the fees out here was $600 to start an LLC.
It's a faith
that. Wow. Yeah. It's amazing how things change. What are some of the most tax friendly states?
Well, let's talk about the ones that have no state tax. So, you know, Florida, Texas, Nevada, Wyoming, all these states have no state tax. And I'm actually moving to Florida soon because, like, why would I stay in Chicago if I can live warm and have no state tax? But business is virtual, so I have clients all over the U.S. But anyway, these states are very, very friendly because they don't have any state taxes. So that's something to consider, right? But here's what I don't want you to do. So a lot of people hear these, you know, infomercials, hey, start your LLC in Nevada. You don't have to pay taxes. Like,
yeah, I hear that all the time.
Stop it. So, no, because it doesn't frustrate me, but it frustrates me when clients come in and they have that and they think they're protected and I have to be the one to deliver the bad news. That's what frustrates me, right?
Oh.
So let's just quickly talk about that. You have to be incorporated in the state that you do business in.
Mm.
Right. So if you do business in Nevada, then that's fine. Go open an LLC in Nevada. Mm-hmm. But doing business in Illinois, don't go open a business in Nevada because somebody on TV told you that you don't have to pay taxes in Illinois. That is a lie.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, and I see it all the time, but it's just I love to just disclose that so people don't get fooled by the person that charged them $1,500 to do it, and then like they can't find them after that.
Yeah, because that's definitely what was pitched to me. It's like, well, you don't have to pay state taxes. And I always wondered, how does that work? Because I mean, I technically have an internet business, but I didn't really understand the logistics of that.
Yeah, so like if you incorporate it out, and I won't get into the semantics about it, but if you incorporate it out there and that was your home state, meaning that's the state that you quote unquote your business is registered in and that you're doing business in and out of, then yeah, but you live here, right? So like it's they will find out and you don't want them to get you for like back taxes and things like that.
Oh, yeah, and they always find out, don't they?
We'll find out, right? It's like not even fights, but they want their money. And if you don't mind, I want to take it to a little point that I think people help people understand the power, right, of being a business owner and the power that entrepreneurship gives you.
Please
So,
do.
the tax code was written to support and benefit entrepreneurs and investors, right, not employees, right? And if you never heard that before, I'm gonna show you why. So, when you get paid as an employee, let's use 100 grand for example, right? You're paid 100 grand, they take taxes out, you get what's left, right? Technically, that 70, they don't give you a choice, right? They take it and you get it back. As an entrepreneur, you can make 100 grand, reinvest money into your business, write all the things off, and when it's all said and done, you might have 20 grand left. You only pay tax on that 20 grand versus that whole 100. So you're saving thousands of dollars just by making the switch to become an entrepreneur versus just an employee.
So what about those that are entrepreneurs, right? And they're also employees.
Great. So that is even better. So it's starting out because so let's say Jerry, you worked at a W-2 job, you had $100,000 for simplicity, right? But let's say you want to start your side business, right? And as you know, most businesses starting off lose money, right? So let's say that you made $10,000 or something, but you spent a lot of money, you lost 30. That 20 net loss goes against your W-2 income. So now you only have to pay taxes on the 80,000 instead of the whole 100 because your business helped lower your whole taxable income.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see.
Yeah. So the loss is transferred.
This makes sense. So it's basically like calculating all of your income from all of your sources.
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
Yeah, I see. Oh, I'm learning something
I'm glad. I'm glad.
y'all. What are some of the common mistakes that people make?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. So, where do I want to start? Well, the first mistake is business owners not understanding the mass amount of items that they can write off, right? And I have a screen here over here I'm looking at. I'm just going to list off just a few things that I think. Things is, most people don't know. So health insurance, right? Once you become a business owner, your health insurance premiums, you can write those off, right?
Oh.
Travel. So like if you travel to a state or another country, I always tell my clients like, hey, if you have a client in that state who could have a meeting in that state, you can now write off that flight to that state, right? So quick example, one of my clients was going to Barcelona for a vacation, really good videographer, a huge social media presence. I say, hey, wait, reach out to your social media presence, see if anybody wants to do a video with you in Barcelona. Found three people. So now that flight is $7,000 trip to Barcelona, he got to write off in his business because he did some videos while he was out there.
Right.
Right? So things like that, automobile, what else? Home office, advertising, consulting fees, anything you pay your accountant, you get to write off. Education, right? I'm a huge believer in personal development, conferences, personal growth. That is now a write-off. So you get to go to Vegas and go to this conference and then have fun, but then also get the whole trip written off. So these are some things that I see entrepreneurs that they pay for, but they don't write it off in their business.
This is good. This is really, really good. And so when people come to you for tax advice, financial advice for their business, trying to figure out a good way to word this question. Because I feel like there are a lot of myths around taxes, or maybe it's just a misunderstanding, period, around taxes in of itself. And so most people are afraid of getting audited, right? How would an entrepreneur avoid the big A word?
Well, first and foremost, as a small business owner that makes less than $1 million, you have a 2% chance of getting audited, right? Doesn't mean it won't happen to you, just means you have a low chance.
Oh, okay.
Two, one thing that our firm does is we also do representation for our clients, because if we're going to do your taxes and say we got your back, when they send you a letter, we can't just act like no. So we actually handle that for our clients, because I know that, you know, they don't want to deal with that. But most importantly, the way that you can get through it on your own is keeping your receipts, right? So like, when you are taking these trips, and most, here's a mistake, and most people think that just their credit card statement is enough, right? And it's not, because for most items, right? Because they, you know, when you take this flight to, you know, Vegas, they don't know if it's a business or personal trip, but like, if you have the receipt from the conference,
right?
Proof of attending the conference, that justifies it, right? Some meal and entertainment, like, you know, anything over $100, I recommend just taking the quick snapshot, and we use QuickBooks. All you have to do is send it to the software. You don't have to keep a shoebox, they keep it for you. So auditing, just keep your records, right? Keep your records, and then you'll be fine. Audit's not a huge thing, like, you know, most people think of, is like people go out to QuickBooks office or something. They just like, hey, we just want to make sure you have proof. You got proof? Okay, cool.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I get that all the time. People are always wondering, like, oh my God, am I going to get audited? I want to get audited by the IRS.
Yeah. You have the documentation, and with so many softwares today, makes it very, very easy to keep your records in a concise place, and not like a shoebox that some people still do. It's kind of crazy.
Some people still do that?
Well, yeah, some people definitely still do that. They don't understand, like, the ink runs dry after a certain amount of time. Like, they had all the receipts end up looking blank anyway, like, you know, so yeah.
Oh man, that's great. So what type of services do you actually offer your clients, and how would someone get in touch with you?
Yeah, so we offer a few types of services. I think of it in three aspects. We help business owners and entrepreneurs in three main aspects of their life. Number one is business advisory. This is setting up your entity, maintaining your entity, bookkeeping, helping you save up payroll, all the things that you need to make your business clean and cut and concise. Then we have the tax planning and tax preparation. So year-round tax planning is different from tax preparation. Some people come to CPAs, but hey, can you do my taxes? Can you help me save money? After 12/31, which is the end of the year, I can't go back and help you, right? But the year-round tax planning allows me to put strategies into place to save you money for the year.
Oh.
So we do tax planning, and we do tax preparation, and then finally we do the personal financial planning piece, which is the saving, investing, getting out of debt, all that jazz. So we like to be a completely holistic firm.
Yeah, that's great. And here's why, right? When I got into entrepreneurship, I actually just quit my job cold turkey. And so I wasn't making any more money after that. I had just started my job, and I just said, this is just going to have to work. And in the midst of that, I racked up like $32,000 of credit card debt along the way. Because like you said, businesses for the most part lose money the first year.
$27,000.
Yeah.
You're transparent here, definitely. First year was tough.
Yeah. Yeah. The first year or two, it was like, oh my God. I racked up like $32,000 of credit card debt in the midst of it. And so what I realized was that, well, one, I didn't really have the best grasp on my finances from a business perspective. I wish I would have had help back then, but I didn't. I just went for it. But one thing that I think is really, really important is the personal financial part of it all, because, I mean, your business has to support you. And it has to support itself. It has to support the team, you know, the staff. And so, you know, just grasping the personal financial part on top of the business finances, I think really makes it it really kind of fills in the bigger picture. Because, yeah, your business can make all the money in the world. And sure, you could probably pay yourself even, I don't know, half of that. But if you don't know how to manage your personal money, you want to carry those poor financial habits into your business. And it's the worst thing that you can possibly do. It's the worst thing.
So that's such an amazing point that you just brought up. So here's what I had to learn. I had to learn the hard way. Entrepreneurs will put their business ahead of themselves every single day. Right? Every day. Their business is their baby. They'll put it first over anything personally. So for me and for my firm, we come in with the business mindset first, right? So we can come in, help you structure your business properly, help you organize your finances in your business properly, help you save money on taxes in your business. Now we have more money and things to implement on the personal side, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're ready to listen to us personally, but we always come in as an entrepreneur, hey, let's get your business set up together. Let's get your business finances organized. Let's get your saving on taxes. And now with all this money we just helped you save, let's implement it to the personal side and how we can help you there as well.
I love that. I love that a lot. Because honestly, if I hadn't got that personal financial part together, I would probably still be struggling. What shifted my perspective on that one? I had read a book called Profit
First.
Yeah.
My favorite business organizational book. I took that book and made it a part of my practice.
Wow.
I'm on the Profit First methodology. If they're not on board with that, they can't be our clients.
Yeah, seriously, y'all. He's the person to go to, because Profit First, the whole philosophy behind it just makes so much sense. Yep, that's his name. I could not remember his name for some reason. But when I read that book, it just changed my entire perspective about how to make money in business and stop paying myself last or not paying myself at all.
Absolutely. I think the thing that Profit First methodology gives you is freedom, right? You don't have to think anymore.
Yeah.
It's the point where I built an Excel file that if you put in your monthly income, it does the calculation for you and you just move your money to your separate accounts. So all my clients have it, because I don't want them having to think, right? Like, you know, as much mental capacity as we can save them, the more we're doing our job. So when they get their monthly income, we spit it in the calculator. It tells them where to move their money in each account. They're able to do it in 10 minutes a month.
That's awesome.
And then now they're able to, you know, to be empowered financially.
That is awesome. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's empowering. And like you said, it just frees you from that mental stress that comes along with trying to figure out the whole
thing. Do I save for taxes here? All these things. Right. Here you go. Here's the money you have. And then you allocate it as you necessary.
And it, what also helped was that, you know, being able to see the fact, okay, you made X amount of revenue, but then you look in your bank account and you're like, well, where's the money? Like, where did it go?
Man, it will end the door and it will escape out the window.
It will. It definitely will.
And I want to give the last cheat code that I think most entrepreneurs and accountants just don't understand or don't implement, and they're costing their clients so much money. So are you ready to talk about it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get it for free. No, I'm just kidding. So here's something that's very, very important. As an entrepreneur, you pay three types of taxes, right? You pay federal, you pay state, and you pay self-employment. That's the self-employment is the FICA and food and stuff that we probably won't get in Social Security because it's probably gone by the time we get there. But so federal, state, and self-employment. We can't do nothing about the federal or state, but the self-employment we can. Self-employment for entrepreneurs is 15.3% on top of federal and state.
Wow.
Right. So now you can be looking at easily 40% taxes when you add them all together.
Yeah.
15.3%, right? So let's say you make 100 grand in your business, right? You wouldn't have to pay $15,300 in self-employment taxes, right? But there's a way around it. So have you ever heard of the S-Corp strategy? Right. So if you're making over $50,000 in your business net, you should highly, highly consider an S-corporation. And I'm about to tell you why. So let's use the 100 grand example. That person with the LLC had $100,000, paid $15,300 self-employment tax. He could do nothing about that.
Right.
The same person with the S-corporation made $100,000, but paid themselves a salary of $25,000. Mm-hmm. You only pay self-employment tax on the salary you pay yourself out of your business.
Oh.
Now you're paying self-employment tax on $25,000 and not $100,000. So now you go from paying $15,300 to like 3,000 something. So basically, just by doing this alone will save you $11,000 if you're at that six-figure business. Now, this strategy, if you're making $500,000, for some of our clients are, this strategy saves them $70,000 in the first year working together. So it's not really hard to renew get the renewal, right, after showing them that.
But
it's very important for entrepreneurs to know that, because I see so many entrepreneurs making great money, still have an LLC, and just are overpaying taxes by thousands of dollars. And I believe in paying the IRS what they deserve, but we should not give them a tip. And I want all entrepreneurs to know that.
I'm raising my hand, y'all. I did not know this. I'm throwing so much money away. I'm calling you, Courtland. That is amazing. So tell the people, how can they contact you? Websites, social media? Can they schedule a consultation? What does that look like?
Yeah, so website is coldfieldadvisors.com. Also can find me on Instagram at coldfield_advisor. And if you go to my Instagram or on my website, you'll see a link that says schedule free consultation here. And obviously we schedule a consultation, you put some information in, and then we sit down. I don't have an office. I mean, I have this office, but I don't meet with any clients personally. I only meet virtually. So clients across the United States can work with me. But we'll sit down and see if it's right for you, right? Or at least you get some type of value out of our meeting. That's the goal.
Perfect. This is great. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm actually going to put that information below this video so you can easily get in contact with Courtland. You can easily schedule that consultation and you can start getting your money right, because this is the end of a decade. A decade. We are going into 2020. And the last thing that I want for you going into 2020 is to go in there with the same poor financial habits that you had in 2019. And so thank you so much, Courtland, for taking the time out with us to educate us about how to get our money right as entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, so great. So guys, reach out to Courtland, schedule those consultations, book his services, because not only is he going to save you a lot of money as an entrepreneur, but he's really going to shift your perspective and put you on a clear financial path to success. So welcome. Well, thank you again for joining us for Crediting Cash Flow. We're going to see you guys tomorrow with more goodness to help you get more out of your business and more out of your money. See y'all next time.
Bye.